This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thursday on the radio, Thursday, even if you're not on the radio, Thursday if you're sitting on the toilet, Thursday if you're driving your car, Thursday, it's Thursday, 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 one of the most awe-inspiring places you can be right here on the DJV program with Doug Steffen. Good day to you. Jennifer Horn's here to wish you a good day and the best. Victoria Keelan also wishing you the best. Kara Schillen is feeling... I think she's feeling her oats. We're all feeling our oats. Jennifer, what kind of oats are you? Are you on Quaker oats? What do you have
instant.
For oats there?
Instant.
Yeah. Quaker oats. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that'll help you give us the instant story of the hour.
Well, let's talk about some of the drama going on in Washington, D.C. between House Democrats and the Trump administration. Yesterday, the House Judiciary Committee voted to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress, which escalated what has been this brewing battle between the Trump administration and House Democrats over access to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report. Now, here's what's a little ridiculous, and this is why this is a lot of political theater in my mind. The subpoena from the House Judiciary Committee was for the full unredacted version of the Mueller report. The reason that the Mueller report is redacted in the first place is because of rules voted into law back in the 90s after President Clinton's special counsel report was released. By the Democrats, and actually Representative Jerry Nadler from New York was one of the lead people to argue that, who's now saying the Attorney General should break the laws that he put into law and give them the full unredacted version of the Mueller report. What the Democrats are asking the Attorney General to do is essentially break the law to hand over a report without redactions. What the Attorney General has already done is released a redacted report to the public and to Congress, but he's also given a less redacted report. That means that 98.6% of the report is free from redactions. That's sitting in Congress right now for any senator or House member to come and look at if they want to. Not one of the Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee have gone to look at that report without all of the redactions that have been made available to the public. And so they said, since he didn't turn over the full report and break the law, they're going to hold him in contempt. Now, this is largely symbolic. Republicans have tried to do this before to Eric Holder and Lois Lerner, and it doesn't do a whole lot if you have a president who's not willing to cooperate with this order. So, and obviously President Trump is not. At the same time, the Attorney General went to President Trump and said, look, you need to assert your executive privilege over the full Mueller report. That helps me kind of get away from this contempt hearing. And so that's exactly what the president did. So now he's asserted his executive privilege over that report. That means really it can just tie some of this stuff up in legal arguments, meaning maybe Robert Mueller, who was supposed to testify next week to the House, is not going to be able to do that right away. It's more posturing back and forth, and there's stuff that's just not getting done because we're arguing about a report.
Ridiculous.
That and the redactions have nothing. Well, it is embarrassing, and the redactions have nothing to do with the actions of the president. The redactions cover grand jury testimony, and they cover the sources and methods used by the intelligence community. It doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense.
Childish. It's childish.
That's where we are.
We're going to do any. We don't like you because we don't like you. You're not our cup of tea. So we're going to do everything we can at taxpayer expense to get rid of you, and that's the whole Megillah. That's it in a nutshell. And we got lots of nuts on both sides, a lot of people who are very strange, just really strange people. Any of these people, and I don't know whether I just think it's the New Yorkers. No offense, Victoria.
Not just the New Yorkers.
But the New Yorkers seem to be, there are plenty of people on both sides from all over the place. I watched last night as I was drifting off to sleep on the 11 o'clock PBS show that Christiane Amanpour hosts. I've never, ever cottoned to her. But she had a Democratic senator on from Connecticut, whose name escapes me, and Mitt Romney, Republican from Utah, talking about this very thing and trying to get at whatever it is that we're trying to get at. And the summation was that we're not getting at anything because there's nothing to get at. Even the Democrat alluded to that. I can't remember what it is. I want to say Barker, whoever the... It's not Blumenthal. It's the other senator from Connecticut. Anyway, probably not important to the story. The story is not important. There's nothing about this that's important. Nothing. It just goes on and on and on and on and on. And we're suffering. They're having theater, having fun, doing whatever it is they think is important, and it's not. And it will never end in the result that they want it to. Even if I were on their side, looking at this objectively, there is no way between now and the election you're going to get this guy out of there. There's no scenario you can paint. There's no story you can tell. There's no position you can be in that brings this guy down.
Well, they don't even want to get him out. Nadler was asked yesterday, well, they want to set this up so that it makes him look like he's not being transparent for 2020. And because they know that impeachment is really unpopular. And so these Democrats are just walking the line. It's almost like they want it both ways. They want to impeach him, but they don't want to. They're also, this is my opinion now, trying to discredit the attorney general because he's actually investigating the start of the Russia investigation. So they're pulling kind of a page out of the Trump handbook where if you don't like what someone's going to say, you discredit them before they can say it. And I think in the next couple of weeks, you're going to hear about some people that were involved with starting this investigation in illegal ways. And they're pretty high up in the Obama administration. And that's going to look bad for Democrats. And so what do they do now? They say, well, if William Barr is going to be the one to tell you this, we're going to try to go after his credibility in the press when he really is just upholding the law. And so that's, in my opinion, what a lot of this is about.
Why was Donald Jr. Subpoenaed? That's really what I want to know. Why is that? That was kind of interesting yesterday to me when I saw that news. What's that about?
He's going to be sitting before the Senate Intelligence Committee, and I think he's going to be talking more about that meeting at Trump Tower. I don't know exactly what the scope of the questioning is going to be for him, but he hasn't been after he sat, I think he sat for like 22 hours or something of testimony. Every time they ask him to come back, he's been saying, no, I already sat for 22 hours. He cooperated with Robert Mueller.
What are you going to get out of him that he didn't already? Mueller's right. A much better investigator, much better at this than those clowns in the House. Mueller is an expert. He's fascinating. He's brilliant. So if he couldn't get anything out of this guy, I actually believe I read some of the stuff yesterday. I had a minute. I don't know where I was or why I was thinking. I'm trying to think of what I was doing, but at any rate, not important. I read through the part that sort of it's the end. It's sort of the suggestion or what really we were investigating here, and I found it extraordinarily confusing. And I'm moderately smart, I think. Reading all of that doublespeak and legal stuff, even if you had a completely unredacted version of it floating around, the average person, when they read it, wouldn't know what they were reading. So it's kind of like not getting what you pay for. And I think you had a good question there, Victoria. Yeah.
So all we know about Don Jr. is that it might be tied to the meeting in Trump Tower, and
that's what I've heard. And I don't know that it's a lot of new. I think it might be more questions on stuff we already know about.
I thought maybe it was financial, but it might be. We don't know, but because Don Jr. has made a lot of statements in the past about the Trump organization having a lot of banking deals with Russia, because it was kind of very well known, and it ties in with the whole New York Times expose of Trump's taxes. He couldn't get loans in America, and so they went to Russian banks to get a lot of their loans for their business. So that kind of tied them in, and I think that's, to me, that's kind of where I think if there's a smoking gun with Trump and his finances and his dealings with Russia. I don't think it's because he and Putin had some grand plan or collusion or whatever. I just think it's financial. And that's
fair?
What I think.
So that's because, not illegal.
Right.
It's not. It doesn't look good. But
no, it's not illegal. It's not illegal, but it wasn't disclosed. And when you're the president of the United States, that kind of stuff, when you've got dealings with foreign banks, that's supposed to be disclosed.
He disclosed everything on his financial disclosure forms. There's no, nobody has said that he hasn't disclosed anything. He hasn't released his tax returns, but he did fill out a 10-page financial form disclosure, and that's another piece of misinformation that's going around. I think this is a really dangerous line, and I'll tell you, it's... when you start looking, when you start probing someone who was elected president for every single thing that they, every sneeze that
wait
they've done.
Wait till the next guy gets in.
Because I'll tell you what, someone like Joe Biden, who used his power as vice president to strike deals, he threatened China and he threatened Ukraine to benefit his kid. And so I can't wait. You know, if this is really the new tone for politics, we can start ripping apart everybody now.
I can wait.
Nancy Pelosi release her tax returns. I mean, these are the kinds of things. Dianne Feinstein, in my state of California, her husband profited in the tune of like $3-5 billion on this train that is going nowhere. I mean, these people are so it's not like everybody's, you know, skipping through a field of daisies here. These are people who are business people who aren't breaking the law, but it's in a lot
have
of murky swamp water. Right.
Yep. Yeah, the swamp is full. So, but the question I asked yesterday when you were in here, Jennifer, I still have today and haven't gotten an answer. I don't know what the answer is. How did the New York Times get a hold of Trump's tax returns?
Well, it wasn't the full return that they had. They had like
something like that.
Page. I don't know. It should be protected, but, you know.
Well, no. What do you mean it should be protected? They have no right.
I agree.
My tax return, your tax return, his tax return. The IRS is the keeper of the record. So how did the New York Times...
We don't know the answer to that. The only thing that I've heard some people on the news talking about yesterday, because a lot of people are asking that same question, the only thing that makes any sense is that because it's possible that it actually came through SEC filings, because like Jen said, it's not the full tax return.
So how did they get a hold of that?
Well, then I'm just saying that's the only theory that I have heard is that it possibly came because it's from 85 to
it's
94.
Crooked.
There's nothing.
It stinks.
Right. Well,
it's the same.
It's happened to other people too.
Yeah.
So I don't know how it happens. It shouldn't. I don't know how that happens, but that's the only other thing. The only theory that I've heard is that it might be tied to SEC.
Somebody
filings.
Needs to have the hell suit out of them. For this, somebody should sue the New York Times. Somebody should sue.
Well, the New York Times isn't really the problem. It's whoever leaked the New York Times, they're the ones who took it. Any newspaper could have taken it, taken the information. So it's not the New York Times' fault. It's whoever leaked it.
My. Mother's Day is Sunday. What have you done for your mother who deserves the right of everything, the right stuff, the right... How about a good night's sleep? Doesn't your mother deserve a great night's rest? Yes, mother deserves a great night's rest. So is she getting one? I bet she doesn't have Giza sheets. I bet you could get her Giza sheets in time for Mother's Day, and you would be very much appreciated. Mother's Day requires that you think about your mom and do something really special. So if she doesn't have a good night's rest, and she needs some new sheets or pillows or anything to help her get that night's rest, let's send you to MyPillow to get something for her. MyPillow.com. Order Giza sheets for your mother today. Receive 30% off. Use the DJV code and get free shipping. Giza sheets. The best cotton in the world. The best sheets in the world. Made in the USA for your mother for Mother's Day. MyPillow.com. Order them now. Get the discount. Get free shipping. Use the code DJV. Free shipping. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. If you haven't thought of anything yet, now's the time to go to MyPillow.com, order your mother the sheets. Mother's Day. Use the code DJV.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com. And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Song. Solid as a rock, like the DJD program. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, you and me with some music news at 24 after the hour on this Thursday program. This is the only part of the song I didn't like.
I love this song. What was it from? Was it... what movie was this from? It was the Michael Douglas, Kathleen Turner movie, wasn't it?
Oh, you mean from the Battle of the, whatever their names were, Battle of the Roses? Battle of the Roses.
I don't think so. I think it was like
War of the Roses,
so.
But I don't
War
think
the
so.
Roses.
Yeah, but that's not what this is from, I don't think.
Okay, well, it was from the one where they find, it was the first one where they found
Romancing the Stone, wasn't
Romancing
it?
Romancing the Stone, that's it, thank you.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Nicholas Ashford and Valerie Simpson become the 11th songwriting team to get the Recording Academy Trustees Award on this weekend's Grammy Salute to Music Legends. Say it again. There it is. Which is live events taking place this weekend, being taped for airing later on PBS. The event takes place at the Dolby Theater in L.A., a busy hot spot this weekend. Ashford and Simpson will be the third married couple to get the honor, following Alan and Marilyn Bergman and Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil. Jerry Goffin and Carole King had divorced by the time they got the honor. Ashford and Simpson will be the first of these couples to get the honor following the death of one of the spouses. Ashford died in 2011. Jerry Goffin, Carole King got the award in 2004, were the first male-female songwriting pair, the first once-married songwriting couple to receive a trustee award, and they were responsible for such fabulous songs like this. Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? The night, magic in your eyes. Yes, I thought it was your eyes. Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? They wrote Up on the Roof. You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. But they were never nominated for a Grammy for the work as a team. Carole went on to play and work and win 4 awards for her album in 1971, Tapestry, which was a fabulous album. Goffin passed away in 2014. Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil got the award in 2015. Second still married songwriting couple to get the Trusty Award. They had four Grammy nominations, including two for Song of the Year, Somewhere Out There, which was 1987, and Don't Know Much in 89. So, the Grammy salute will be kind of a good take. There's not a good music here, don't you think? I think it's good music.
Fun. I'm not musically a huge fan of Ashford and Simpson, but I got to meet them once when I was first started working at Sirius, and they were the sweetest couple I think I've ever met, and they were the cutest, most in love couple, and they were older. They've been together forever. They sat in the green room by themselves. They didn't have any entourage, not even an assistant, and they just sat in the green room. They were so sweet. They held hands while they were sitting on the couch. They were adorable. They were just, all of us kind of noticed how cute they were and how in love they were. And when he died, I remember seeing an interview with her, and she just, you know, her whole world had just pretty much fallen apart. And it was very, very sad. Having seen the real love and adoration that they had for each other in person, it was just, it was very sad when I heard that he had passed away.
Yeah.
So it's nice that she got this honor, but I'm sure it's very bittersweet.
Isn't that a wonderful story? Thank you, Victoria, for telling it. That's cool. Very good. Adds a lot to the story. And it's story time, as usual, here on the DJV program. 28 past the hour.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma, had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more,
thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
But they broke the deal.
President Trump tells a campaign-style rally in Florida he's still planning on raising tariffs at the end of the week if China does not come back to a deal they've been working on with the U.S. by Friday.
Now, we won't back down until China stops cheating our workers and stealing our jobs, and that's what's going to happen. Otherwise, we don't have to do business with them. We can make the product right here.
The president saying he'll raise tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. Meanwhile, a top Chinese official is still due in Washington today in an effort to make a last-minute deal. North Korea apparently conducting another weapons test. South Korea saying that the North fired an unidentified projectile from an area where the isolated communist state has test-fired rockets and at least one missile in just the past few days. And this is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying, everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Who are you and why are you here? That's the question of the day. I know I am here. I'm Doug Steffen, and it's been my pleasure for many years to wake a lot of people up or give people a lot of information, have conversation about the issues of the day, the events of the day. So I now present proudly Jennifer Horn as well, and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Victoria's job actually is to bring us into this half hour with some kind of material that is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So
okay. Well, Tyra Banks is trending, and the reason she's in the news is because she has come out of modeling retirement to be the cover girl for the new Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue of 2019. She has once again made history. The first time she appeared on the cover in 1997, she was the first black woman to ever appear on the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition by herself. There had been other, you know, group shots that had a black woman in there, but when she landed the cover by herself in 97, that made history. Now, at 45 years old, she is back, and now she's the oldest woman to ever be on the cover. And so she looks fabulous, and there are three different cover versions, but she is once again back in the modeling world. She has been retired for a while. She's done a lot of other projects. She's been producing and hosting, and yeah. She said
who's she
that
married to?
She's not married. She has a couple years ago, she had welcomed a son through a surrogate. She had been very open about her struggles with fertility, and so she now has a son with her boyfriend. I believe they've been together for a long time, but they are not married. And so she said she can't believe...
She had a talk show. Didn't she have a daytime talk show for a while? Yeah.
She had a... It was a... like a, I forget what it was called. It was a mix of... It was her and Chrissy Teigen and somebody else, I think, too.
But she also had Tyra, didn't she, for a year or two?
I think so.
She had that for... Yeah, I thought it was for, like, 5 years, the Tyra Banks show or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. She's been all over the place.
Daytime talk show.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Then she hosted America's Got Talent, and now she left that show because she's producing other movies, and she starred in, what's that movie where she's the, is it called Life
Real
Size?
Life Size. That's right.
Yeah, what that apparently broke records. That broke records of streaming services.
The woman executive became a small... Girl, is that
no,
the
no she was a Barbie, with Lindsay Lohan, and she, I don't know, I can't remember exactly what happens if she, like, makes a wish or something, and then the Barbie becomes a real person, and Tyra Banks is that Barbie.
And Life Size 2, I think, came out last year, or maybe a little over a year ago, and that apparently broke
last year
streaming records.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she's been very, very busy, and she's had a lot of things going on, so it is, it's interesting that 23 years after her first cover, she's back. And you know what, kudos to Sports Illustrated to put a 45-year-old woman on the cover of the swimsuit issue. I think that people are waking up and realizing you don't have to be Kendall Jenner, who's just a stick figure and 21, you know, to be on the, or 22 or whatever she is, to be on the cover of a swimsuit
unattractive
magazine.
Oh, amen.
I think it's very telling that, you know, maybe the beauty industry is shifting a little bit.
Good.
And so I think it's great.
What was the lady with the overbite? With Ashley, what was her name?
You were the only person who had heard this thing.
She has large teeth, but it doesn't mean she has an overbite.
What's her own name?
Ashley Graham.
Graham, that's it, yeah. Okay. So she changed things a lot. There are a lot
of these
women who deserve to have attention, because they actually are physically quite beautiful. But, you know, the old business about the beauty being in the eyes of the beholder, it's changed a lot of women, young women, and their ideas about what beauty is and what they've done with their lives and how they've eaten or not eaten and bulimia and smoking and all this other stuff is a direct result of that industry. And when it's all over... Yeah, you look at yourself in the mirror, okay, so what has this done for me? Because people are so interested in their image or their job. And your job isn't who you are. Any more than your car is who you are. Your looks aren't who you are. Your body, it's not who you are. You're simply here on a journey trying to figure things out to see what you like, to see who you like, see what you don't like. And it's because we've been put here for a reason. Even though it's kind of temporary, I refer to it after having been convinced that we are spiritual beings in a human body. It's, oh my goodness, think of the opportunity. But just kind of sad when you get down to it. And people
and Tyra has always been, I think one of the reasons that women relate to her is that she's always been pretty real about stuff. So she's even said, look, I'm 45, I'm 25 pounds heavier than I was 23 years ago when I first did the cover, but that didn't stop me, and it's, you know, she looks gorgeous, and I think that just having that transparency is really important especially for young girls who see these, you know, you always see men drooling all over the swimsuit issue, and it's nice to see that there are, you know, that young girls can grow up and know that there are real women's bodies represented. I think that's more important. One of the other things that Sports Illustrated did this year, there are three covers. So Tyra has the main cover, and then they also put the USA National Women's Soccer Team star, Alex Morgan. She is on the cover. She's very athletic. And then Camille Kostek, who is actually Gronk's girlfriend, and not that that's who she is, but, you know, she is Gronk's girlfriend.
Victoria.
Well, she is Gronk's girlfriend, but she was the SI Swimsuit Model Search winner, and so she is the swimsuit rookie for this year. So those three women you'll see.
That soccer player is a hot potato.
She's very pretty.
Yeah.
She looks like your girl Danica Patrick, actually. I know you like her, too. They have a similar look.
Yeah. Yes. So now that we're in the sports world for a minute, I found it was interesting to sort of, before we do the TV report, we sort of combine sports and television together with the story of this James Holzhauer, fellow who's been destroying the Jeopardy board. He's up to almost, I think, about $1.7 million, 22 consecutive wins, longest running champion. And so when they go back on to the next sequence of new shows, which will be, I think, the 20th of May, he becomes not only a focus because of his appearance on Jeopardy, and he's not only done very well as a professional gambler, he was very open when he was interviewed about what he, somebody said, what do you want to do when you grow up? Or what did you want to do? He said, I want to be working for Major League Baseball. And he made that known. And one team has called, apparently the A's, the Red Sox, and the Orioles are interested in talking to him about a job in the front office of their organizations.
He's a smart guy. They can tell.
He is. And he certainly
knows. Is he a sabermetrics guy? Because I would assume, because he's the poker player, right? So he's probably like,
yeah.
That sabermetrics is kind of like.
What's that?
It's all stats. It's all basically choosing players and all based on statistics, and it's a whole method of doing it. But I'm assuming that that's probably something he'd be good at because he's kind of like, you know, the card counter in the poker world, so it's probably similar.
Yeah. Well, he's an intriguing fellow. He's done well in two different pursuits, and he has aggressively said, I'm interested in baseball, and so the fellow who's the Oakland A's executive vice president said, Billy Beane said, quote, my first thought when I saw him was, we have to get this guy. The president of Red Sox, Sam Kennedy, said, absolutely, we put a huge premium on analytical ability. So that speaks to what you were just talking about.
The movie Moneyball with Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill, that's what that, you probably saw that, Doug. It's the true story. I think, didn't he end up going to the Red Sox, right? The Brad Pitt character,
he did.
The guy's name.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all,
right,
that's all sabermetrics.
That, huh?
Yeah, that's what that was about.
I never heard that term before. If I have, I have not paid much attention to it.
It's for nerds.
Nerds, okay.
Smart nerds, though. Rich nerds.
Smart nerds, yep. And let's see, the latest on Preakness or the horse race is that the horse still won and the other horse lost. That's what all of the other machinations behind the scenes. Yeah, the Kentucky Derby. Not much going on there. So, Jennifer, as you were not here yesterday, and as we played fast and loose with our time, oh, wait a minute, before we get to TV report, I got to celebrate with everyone today National Children's Mental Health Awareness Day. It's a day that shines the spotlight on the importance of caring for every child's mental health, and it kind of reinforces positive mental health essential to a child's healthy development. Thus my conversation, the suggestion of a few minutes ago of how unhealthy it is to let your daughter or your son be guided in how they look by what they see on television or in movies or in the magazines. This National Children's Mental Health Awareness Day was created by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. The purpose of the day, according to them, is to, quote, increase public awareness about the needs of children who have serious mental illness. And there are a lot of people that have, as we have been talking lately about these shoot-em-ups, the emotional disturbances, severe emotional disturbance, families and friends sometimes recognize this stuff, sometimes they don't. But there are a lot of evidence-based practices involved in these various organizations. And they are aiming to encourage those who need help to feel okay about seeking treatment. That's the thing that is really, I think sometimes we get lost when we see the stories of the students who are arrested in that shooting, and they were in court yesterday. They were right outside of Columbine. You remember, you've heard that story about those kids are mentally ill. And you can look at them and see that there's a mental illness here. So anyway,
probably
today,
no one else seems to see it, or if they do, they don't do anything about it, and then this is the kind of tragedy that happens.
Right. So this is a good way to get people aware of it, Victoria. Community events are being held around the country in a lot of different communities. Actually, over 1,000 communities have officially said they will participate in a wide variety of events focusing on children's mental health. It's Mental Health Awareness Day, Mental Health Awareness Week, Mental Health Awareness Month. Something, again, that sort of... It gets in your face when you look at these two teenagers who are accused of shooting up the Denver High School. It's just, these kids are very disturbed. And so how come they got this far is one of the questions that always comes up. All right, so having said that, television report brought to you by Martha and Marley Spoon, and they're offering you right now a free taste test. Martha's giving away 3 full-sized meals from the new meal kit delivery service called Martha and Marley Spoon, sending fresh ingredients right to your door. It's really a cool service. You'll be eating in 30 minutes after you start preparation. If you'd like to be part of Martha's free taste test that's now being taken advantage of, it has been by tens of thousands of people, actually. 3 free meals can be yours if you text the word fork. F-O-R-K to 246-810, 246-810, text FORK to get this great food sent to you. It's the first 3 free, straight to your door, great meals, yummy, healthy. The word FORK, text it to 246-810, free meals today. Get them now. Text the word FORK to 246-810. All right, so Jennifer, what do we have in our focus here?
For tonight on television, well, a couple of things going on. First, on Project Runway on Bravo, they're going to have a pretty fun episode. They're doing all of the fashion's going to be inspired by the Elton John film Rocket Man. So that's pretty cool if you want to check out some flamboyant fashion on Bravo. That happens at 9 o'clock. A couple of finales and premieres to tell you about. First, on CBS, it is the season finale of Mom, and apparently it's Christie's sober birthday, but... her mom hijacks it because it looks like Bonnie and Adam are finally getting married. That's on CBS tonight. It's a big night. You've got The Big Bang Theory, Young Sheldon, Mom, Life in Pieces, and SWAT on CBS. On Fox, they've got a premiere of a brand new show called, or the season premiere of Paradise Hotel. And this is a show that's been off the air for 11 years, and it's hosted by Kristen Cavallari from The Hills. The premise is the same as it was 11 years ago. There are an odd number of sexy singles that check into an Eden-like island resort. That's how they describe it. To stay at the hotel, they must couple up. Now, the twist is that viewers can influence the outcome by stirring the pot on social media. So if you have nothing to do with your life, Paradise Hotel at 8 o'clock.
Isn't that like Bachelor in Paradise?
Yes, except kind of we get to couple them up, too, stir some drama on social media. ABC is all new tonight. Grey's Anatomy is new, Station 19 and For the People. The CW is in reruns tonight. NBC has got a couple of new episodes of Superstore and AP Bio. So that's your report for tonight.
All right. Wait a minute. Where did my voice go?
I don't know.
Let me try that again. All right, Jennifer, coming up on 10 before the hour.
Get Mom a great gift from Kohl's and get a little something for yourself. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Give her a Philosophy Amazing Grace bath gift set, just $55, and get $10 Kohl's cash. Or a Diamond Heart pendant, only $109.99, and you'll get $20 Kohl's cash. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Mother's Day gift purchase, Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 1st through 12th with promo code MOMSDAY10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to.
Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
3 minutes past the hour. Technically, it's 53 and 35. How about that? As long as we're into tech talk, we better be technical here. Right? Victoria Keelan is here with our first item, which is another warning from the FCC. Did we touch on this a day or two ago? I forgot when we touched on it.
No.
All right.
No, this is new. This is new. This is the FCC's newest warning is all about the One Ring robocalls. And this has been happening over the past few days, especially it started in New York and Arizona. That's where the highest concentration of calls are happening. And so the FCC is warning that this is going to spread throughout the country. Essentially what happens is you get one ring on your cell phone and then the call drops. And excuse me, the FCC is warning people not to take the bait. Don't call the number back, because a lot of people have been actually calling this number back. What happens is it results and you being billed toll charges as if you're calling a 900 number. Right. And so people are finding the following month when they look at their cell phone bill that they've got these huge charges all because they called this number back. So if you have a robocall or any call that comes through that comes from a country code 222, that's the West African nation of Mauritania, and that's where apparently these calls are being rerouted through. And so the FCC says that do not call them back. Scammers are hoping that you'll call back so that they actually can pocket the cost of the expensive phone call. And so this is not the first time that One Ring robocalls have actually surged. Another wave hit 3 years ago. In that case, a lot of the calls were connecting callers to Turks and Caicos and the Dominican Republic and the British Virgin Islands. And so the FCC says beyond not calling back the numbers, which they're all saying definitely don't do, you can also file a complaint at FCC.gov/complaints, and they want to know
The FCC is actually requesting that people make the formal complaint so they can track where these calls are going. They also say if you never make international calls, that you should consider talking to your cell phone provider to block outgoing international calls to prevent an accidental toll call. Also, monitor your phone bill for charges that you don't recognize. If you are billed for a call as a result of one of these robocall scams, then try to resolve the matter with your cell phone provider. If that fails, then the FCC says file a complaint with them and that they can pursue it further with your cell phone provider. So if you do get one of these weird calls, I know sometimes it's tempting to call back and say, hey, did you, like, what is this number? But just don't do it because you will get a huge bill.
Unbelievable how they sucker you in. It's really, it's, it is criminal, but it's more than
the ultimate clickbait.
Oh, my God. Yes. Okay. She loves to talk about me and clickbait. I'm not doing that. Spotify has hit the 100 million subscriber mark.
The Geek Out. Spotify has solidified its spot as the music streaming service with the most paid subscribers by hitting the 100 million mark. In the first quarter of 2019, Spotify exceeded expectations by growing this number by 32%. Now, domestically, Apple Music is currently on top with 28 million subscribers, but globally, Apple's reach only extends to just past halfway of Spotify's new 100 million milestone. Now, Spotify has done this by lowering the cost of the family plan to about 10 bucks and bundled it with access to Hulu. Plus, a new partnership with Samsung has put the Spotify app preloaded onto the Galaxy S10, and Spotify has also invested heavily in podcasting and is now testing a new recommended podcast feature. Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Next up here on Tech Talk, dating sites are being taken down. What's the story here?
Yeah, Apple and Google have removed three dating apps from their app stores after the U.S. government said that those apps could expose children to sexual predators. The Federal Trade Commission said in a statement that the dating apps, they're called Meet 24, Fast Meet, and Meet for You, that they were in potential violation of the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, and that prevents websites and apps from collecting personal information from children under 13 without parental consent. All three of these apps are owned by a Ukraine-based company, and the company allowed minors 13 years old and younger to be contacted by other users, which, of course, is against all of the privacy laws. And the FTC said that they found users as young as 12 years old on the app. And the problem here, beyond the sexual predator aspect, is that these apps were taking all kinds of information, including the children's birthdays, their location data, and that's really, really scary because the FTC said that these apps could cause substantial consumer injury. They can track these kids down and sell their data. So it's horrible.
It is. More of the realities of this damn technology that we're so much slaves to.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Get ready for colder weather and take an extra 15% off. Give outerwear and boots for the family. Give Harry Potter sweatshirts and hoodies. And with an extra 15% off, a 6-quart Instant Pot is just $93.49. Plus, only at Kohl's, you get Kohl's cash to spend later. The more you give, the more Kohl's cash you get. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 7th through 15th with promo code KICKOFF15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.